That's next show.
For the next show, we're going to have fisting.
101.
101. 202,
just ask
maybe.
Big Fatty. He knows all about fisting.
Does
you're
going
to see Big Fatty, maybe.
Am I going to? I does he want me to fist him though?
Probably.
I kind of have smallish hands.
We're gonna have a fisting.
I have long fingers.
No, he's the puppeteer.
Oh, I don't get fisted. I'm sorry.
Big Fatty will convince you.
Very tight butthole.
He's very convincing.
No, nobody will convince me that
Big Fatty. Big Fatty,
more
you need to convince
than
Adam
like a
that
Q-tip
you can be
in my butthole.
Puppeteer.
We're gonna have a fisting top on the show. For 800.
I know like several people who are fisting bottoms.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And Big Fatty will convince you.
Very tight butthole.
He's very convincing.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is Ep. Episode 2654, the BFO for Thursday, the 29th of March, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, there was something in the Villa mailbox. And, can you hear that? Can you guess? We hear it. Hello, changes. Big Fatty, did you soil yourself? I did not. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your changes. Y'all, your changes today. And I'm going to tell you at the end of the show why your changes. Because it reminds me of something. I was listening to that Timmy Sims, a little show he did recently, and he was talking about change and all this kind of stuff and all. But we'll get to that a little bit later. Yes, Big Fatty, let's open that package that was in the Villa mailbox. Yes. Dear Gussie, y'all, Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle had sent me a message saying, be on the lookout for a package. Big Fatty already got two sitting over here on the settee. Well, those are for Easter, and we'll open them tomorrow. Tomorrow's little show. But Mr. Cackle said that this package was more appropriate for Shark Week. And, Big Fatty, leave it to Mr. Cackle to send you some leftover shots. Well, maybe so, but let's just... Y'all, it's taped up like the skull had come in here and taped it up. So it's taken me a second. Y'all, I was walking out the door to go check the mail. And y'all, the postal carrier, she's a very nice lady. She's our new postal carrier. And y'all, she's got more tattoos than Big Ricky does. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, all right, we've got this open now. I missed a place. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. And here we go. Okay, we're going to open it up now, Mr. Cackle. Big Fatty, is that anything like puppet show? No. Big Fatty, he has sent you some lovely... newspaper. He has indeed. All right. There's a box. There's a box inside the box. Big Fatty. Okay. There's a box inside the box. Y'all, it's a heavy box. And there's lots of newspaper in this other box. Big Fatty. Mr. Cackle doesn't like to recycle. He wants you to do it. All right. So now there's more tape to undo. Big Fatty, you are absolutely not prepared. Here we go again. And so we're going to open this box now. Big Fatty, I wonder if there'll be a box inside this box. It could be. Let's just see what we got here. Big Fatty, the old people have trouble with the scissors. It's true. All right, here we go. We're going to open it up now. Big Fatty, here we go. Okay, and what is this? Big Fatty. All right, wait, there's a letter in here. Before we look at it, it says, Hey, Big Fatty, Dr. P and I were very sad to hear you've never tried the cookery butter. Make sure you try it on the show with a crunchy cracker for Steve the Tater's enjoyment. If you don't like it, please gift it to Granny. It makes a great colon cleanser. Love, Mr. Cackle. All right, Mr. Cackle. It is a jar of Fanny, couldn't he have just given you a coupon to go get your own? Speculoos. Big Fanny, that sounds like some sort of a thing. Crunchy cookery butter, a delicious, unusual spread reminiscent of gingerbread and made with crushed biscuits. Well, I don't have a crushed cracker to put it on right now. But I tell you what, Mr. Cackle, I will absolutely open this up and treat Steve the Tater to some little show crunching. But I just won't do it today. Yes, Big Fanny. But it looks delicious. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fanny, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, y'all went to the Von's East. They didn't have a new circular this week. The current circular is the Easter week circular. And y'all, I'm a little disappointed in the Von's East. Y'all, normally Easter week, they always would put the eggs on sale so you could color your eggs. But y'all, they weren't on sale this week, which I found very surprising. But y'all, I picked up a couple of things. Y'all, I got some Easter candies for here at the villa. Some of the little mini robin eggs. You know, those have the malted milk malt stuff in it. Y'all, and I got some sweet tarts, jelly beans, Big Fanny. Y'all, they had the pineapple on sale. Peeled and cored pineapple. So I got one of those. Y'all, they had the big bags of the Cheetos and the Fritos. Buy one, get one free. I'm going to take those into the coal mine today, Big Fanny. Y'all got me a half dozen of eggs nonetheless. Y'all picked up a couple of more rolls of Jimmy Dean country sausage. Big Fanny, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Boneless quarter sliced ham to have for my Easter Sunday lunch, and then I'm gonna make me some ham solid with what's left of it. Y'all, they also had the Boston butt roast. Big Fanny, isn't that Brian and Boston's stripper name? It's only on occasion. Only in the summertime when he's roasting. Big Fanny, I got it, and I've got it in the cracker pot. And y'all, I got me a couple of bags of the Caesar solid, and y'all, that's all I got. I spent $44.38, but I saved $22.35. Yes, Big Fanny, and we've got Easter candies. Yes. Y'all, the two events that they're gonna have for the retirees, the coal mine retirees. Y'all, one is a big public kind of event thing. Then the other one's a little luncheon they're gonna have in first week in May. And then I think in the actual coal mine office that I work in, at the end of June, that last week I'm there, all of us are going to go to lunch together. I've decided I want to go to the barbecue place, the Swiggin' Swine. You've heard me speak of it before. What else? Then there's going to be a kind of a drop in for a couple of hours where people can come and eat some cake. Big Fatty, did you say cake? I did. Nothing big, but you know, it's, and you know, y'all, that's for everybody that just wants to come and say goodbye or good riddance, one of the two. So things are kind of coming together, but y'all, my mother has decided that she wants to come to the first of those events, which is going to be on Friday, the 20th of April. So my brother and sister-in-law and my mother are going to drive over on that Thursday, the 19th. And then my mother will stay here at the villa. Big Fanny, put that special chair away. Then we'll, what will we do? And then I'll get up and go to work on for right. And then my brother and sister-in-law, they're going to stay at a motel. They'll come by here and take my mother to lunch and get her down to the coal mine in time. And, you know, it'll just be a nice weekend and she'll get to come over here. So, I'm okay with that. We'll see. Yes, Big Betty, you'll have to pre-record a little show. It's true. We've got that. Y'all, the one thing, you know, I told you you were, changes today, and y'all, it occurred to me the other day when I was listening to Timmy Sims' little show that he was talking about he was going through some changes, and that, you know, with a lot of folks, and I think it's probably with most folks, change is something people don't like, and I get that. I totally get that. And this kind of works into the whole retirement thing and all too. So I thought I'd throw this in. But if you get your pencil out and write down the word change, and then write below it, write down the word chance. And you'll see that there's only that little hook on the G in change that differentiates the two of those words. And y'all, I think we'd all be a little happier if this is not easy to do, but I think we'd all be a little happier if we would view change as a chance to do things better, or to have a new beginning, or change some of the things that maybe we weren't real happy with. Instead of dreading the change, maybe embrace it a little bit. And view it as just, you know, kind of drop that J, that hook on the G, drop that and turn your change into a chance, and see if life is not a little bit better for you. So anyway, y'all, speaking of my mother, y'all, I've got a couple of jokes here that she has sent in. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, here's one. It says, a father buys a lie detector robot that slaps people when they lie. He decides to test it out at dinner one night. The father asks his son what he did that afternoon. The son says, I did some schoolwork. The robot slaps the son. Big Betty. The son says, okay, I was at a friend's house watching movies. And dad asks, oh, what movie did you watch? And the son says, Toy Story. And the robot slaps the son. Big Betty. Okay, we were watching Pwn. Dad says, "What? At your age, I didn't even know what Pwn was." Guess what? The robot slaps the father, and the mom laughs and says, "Well, he certainly is your son." And then the robot slaps the mother, and now the robot's for sale. Penny, didn't see that one coming. Y'all, every once in a while, my mother will get a good one. I told you there one time about the different sales that were going on at different months. I think we got up to April. April, you know, it starts Sunday. Sunday, y'all, is Peter Cottontail Day. And that's when you need, of course, when you think of Easter and Peter Cottontail, you think of Whack'em's Jewelry and Freebies. Get those ready. And you just, you know, May, that's your spring cleaning necessities, small kitchen appliances and furniture. Big Fatty. And then, of course, y'all, since Big Fatty is retiring in June, couple of things that are absolutely appropriate for Big Fatty during the month of June. Gifts for Dad, gym memberships, Big Fatty, and of course lingerie, because y'all, you know, when you're retiring, you can, Big Fatty, you don't even wear underpants. I wanted to, here's another thing for my mother. Let's just see what this is. Big Fatty. It says, the true Super Bowl fan. Big Fatty, we're past that. Oh, no, y'all, what was I going to tell you? Oh, y'all, I heard from that that mean king, and he said that he would be calling in a prediction on the Final Four that actually made it. Y'all will have that tomorrow. Y'all, I've still got a few more voice letters I need to catch up on, but we'll get around to those things. We just hadn't had any special natter time. Y'all, I gotta say, Whitman Tinker left me alone Tuesday night. And I slept like a log. Big Fatty. And y'all, for some reason, I guess I was thinking about, lost wages. And y'all, that Archer, it was in one of my dreams. And y'all, we were playing a game. It was kind of like the old concentration game where you had to get people to, I guess that's not concentration. That was, what was that, Pictionary or something like that, where you draw the pictures and all? And y'all, for some reason, he was playing that game, and y'all, I was terrible at it. I was just terrible at it. So, y'all, I slept like a log. Yes, Big Freddy! Oh, dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Don't forget, it's seized on Sunday, so get out there and get your seized candies. Big Fatty, is Dr. Stone going to bring some dark chocolate California brittle when he comes to visit? I don't know, but I'm sure you put that idea in his head. Now, yes, Big Fatty, that was the reason I said it. Oh, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. They just had their 800th episode. Big Fatty, they're young'uns compared to us. And, guys, what are you thinking about as far as Pride 48 in New Orleans?
I think Fatty will convince you.
Very tight butthole.
He's very convincing.
Yes, bring your tight butthole to New Orleans last week in August.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.